five apple trees in the backyard. All the same kind of apple. And we had a big freezer. And every year we had lots and lots of apples. And my mother would peel them and she would put them in the freezer. And all year we had apple socks, apple crisps, apple pies.
Right.
And my family hates apples. Now we hate apples because that's all we had. We had apples, 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 apples. But I remember one time, I don't know, I think my dad got the idea, or my mother, we just took some apples. Because, I mean, you go out every day, there's apples that are just falling on the ground.
Right.
And we just got a big, we just got a cardboard box. We put it, we just wrote a sign, windfall apples, help yourself.
Right.
And we put it outside of our house. And people from the city would drive through our town on the weekends to see the country. And all morning long, you heard just... They were so excited about these apples. And I was thinking, what's wrong with you guys? They're just apples. You know, we're sick of them. But the fact is, like, the thing that we have the most of is what we're sick of. But that's what other people really want. You know? And honestly, sometimes I feel like I'm sick of truth. I feel like I'm overdosed on it. You know, we have quotes and quotes and quotations and wonderful cosmic everything. So I'm like, ah. But... Anyway, but the point is, you know, we often don't think that what we have is so valuable, you know, and sometimes it's really just, it's like, we have to see ourselves and our own story from God's point of view, as well as other people. So, you know, there's power in it. And I'm going to tell a story, I don't know why this came to me this morning, but it did. I was working in a church business when we were just starting businesses, and...
The fish business?
No, actually, this business had been there for a while. It was started by a couple of brothers in MFT, Chris Westfall and Malik Pachajan. I don't know if you know them, but they're two very, very unique individuals. They have a lot of very unique personalities in church.
New wife, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, anyway, they had built up this thing. It was a picture gallery, and they did framing, and they sold pictures, and they did all kinds of other things. And basically, the brother that ran it, he had built it on his on the foundation of his personality. He could be very charming. He was super energetic. He could talk people into doing things. But if things didn't go his way, he would roar and scream and yell at you. And basically, as he put it, the foundation of this company was him and Melek's blood, because they literally would fight each other sometimes. But somehow they made unity. But working for this guy was not easy at all. You know, you would just kind of do things and you figure, well, you know, I'm just gonna do this. I mean, I remember one time we did a mall for a while. We had a little hotel room. You know, we bought soap, we bought shampoo, we bought the shaving cream and all that stuff. And when it's time to pack up, I started packing it up and he starts yelling at me. He said, what are you doing that for? Oh, well, yeah, we paid for it. It's still here. Why don't we just bring it? Ah, we don't need that. Just leave it alone. He was just like, what's the matter with you? Like, whoa. What's that all about? And then, you know, we'd have a meeting every week. The company, everybody worked for the company, would meet once every Friday morning. And he would usually tell us where we were going to meet. And then one morning, he said, let's go to the meeting. And was like, where are we meeting? Did anybody... He didn't tell us where we were meeting. So we're standing there trying to figure out what to do. We're standing there for 5 minutes or so. This is before we had cell phones, right? So you couldn't call him up. And like after about 8 minutes, he screeches into the parking lot in his van, sticks his head out the window, his face is purple. Why aren't you going? And it was like, well, you didn't tell us. And it was like he was mad at us because we didn't read his mind. You know? And it was, I mean, it's really hard to work for somebody like that.
Yeah.
And, you know, there were times when I felt like, well, you know, I'm trying to use my brains. I'm trying to do this as best I can. And you just keep, like, finding things wrong with what I'm doing because it's not your way. And I was just like, I'd get so upset sometimes. And then one day I just prayed about it and I just got this, like, well, look, you know, there are people here to teach you. Everybody's here to teach you something. And this guy's got some very good qualities. He's also got some very bad qualities. So I can learn from his good qualities. I can also learn from his bad qualities. Because if I'm ever a leader, I might want to act like that. And I'll know what it feels like. So he's taught me something. So then I can really feel like, well, thank you, Chris. You know, you're my teacher. You've taught me a lot of things. You've taught me a lot of good things. So I'm really grateful that I could work with him. And then, you know, I could do it without any resentment. Because it was easy. I could get really bent out of shape with that. But, you know, just praying about it. And one thing I've learned, and I think it was Lewis Burgess or somebody taught me this. When somebody's doing something that gets you really, really, really upset, if I go and look in the mirror, a lot of times, that's something that I do. It's something that I do, you know, and I can get all mad and angry about at them, but if I really look at myself, then I'll know, okay, God is showing me what it's like, what it's like when I do that. So it's like, okay. And then instead of being really super angry at this person and hating them, I can be like, oh, thank you. You know, you showed me something I really needed to learn. So, thank you.
How do you know what it's like to work at Walmart?